The National Council on the Arts, the largest advisory panel of the National Endowment for the Arts, held its quarterly meeting in Washington over the weekend. At each meeting, they review hundreds of grant applications, divvy up millions of dollars, and discuss federal arts policy. This meeting provided the first glimpse of the endowment since Congress passed reauthorization legislation late last month. That legislation removed obscenity restrictions from federally funded work, but it did give the agency the power to get its money back if a work they funded is ruled obscene by the courts. Philadelphia Inquirer reporter Stephen Salisbury has been covering the NEA story. The last time the council met in August, it refused to approve several grants to controversial artists such as Karen Finley and Holly Hughes. The meeting was disrupted by protesters. Stephen, you attended the council meeting over the weekend. What was the mood?
Quiet, I think. There was a small demonstration on Saturday mounted by artists and gay activists who see serious problems with the new endowment legislation. But the anger and emotion that bubbled over at the last meeting in August were definitely gone. I'd say they've been replaced by a kind of weariness or wariness on the part of the arts community. Also, this time around, the council approved a couple of grants to Finley and Hughes. Those were the same grants they refused to approve in August, which really angered a lot of artists and arts representatives at the time. But it allowed the endowment to avoid irritating some key congressmen then.
So if the endowment no longer has obscenity restrictions and the National Council is now approving grants to controversial artists like Karen Finley and Holly Hughes, why are people still demonstrating?
Well, there are several reasons, really. First, the legislation passed by Congress requires the endowment to consider, quote, general standards of decency, unquote, when it awards grants. No one really knows what that means. Secondly, the legislation requires a number of internal administrative changes that will substantially alter the endowment's operations in unforeseen ways. For instance, there are going to be stringent reporting requirements for grants, and many artists and arts representatives feel that those reporting requirements will substantially reduce the number of individual artists' fellowships given by the endowment. Thirdly, the new reauthorization legislation increases the amount of funding that the endowment must provide to state arts agencies. That'll have a significant impact on what the endowment itself can fund. The council and endowment officials are so bemused by all this that they're holding a special retreat to try to figure it all out.
So the controversy isn't over yet?
No. Most of the power remains in the hands of the endowment chairman. At the moment, that happens to be John Frohnmayer, and a lot will depend on how he interprets the new legislation. Frohnmayer makes the final decision, for instance, on whether Finley and Hughes will get the grants recommended this weekend by the council. He hasn't decided what he'll do yet. In general, I think the arts face a much more difficult time now because of all this. Private funders and the endowment are skittish about possible controversies. Movies and pop music are under attack around the country. It appears this isn't over at all. The story just seems to be shifting from Washington out to the rest of the country.
Thanks, Stephen. Stephen Salisbury covers cultural affairs for the Philadelphia Inquirer. We close today's show remembering the late Mary Martin. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.
I won't grow up.
I won't grow up.
I don't want to go to school.
I don't want to go to school.
Just to learn to be a parrot.
Just to learn to be a parrot.
And recite a silly rule.
And recite a silly rule.
If growing up means it would be beneath my dignity to climb a tree,
I'll never grow up, never grow up, never grow up.